Blog Talk Radio.
It will be when the glory comes. It will be out. It will be out. Oh, one day when the war is won, we will be sure. We will be sure. Oh.
Glory and welcome to Straight Talk. We're so glad to be able to come your way today. You know, there's a lot that's going on. We need to be mindful of all that's going on. We're going to try to talk about as much of it as we can. But if you like to chime in, our lines are open. You can feel free to give us a call at 347-850-1598. That's 347-850-1598. Just give us a call, and we'll be more than glad to entertain your call. So we're going to begin our program today. And I just feel led just to have a word of prayer. I know it's not church service, but I'm a spiritual man. That's one of the underscores of what we do as a man in terms of having a spiritual life. And I don't know about you, but it's essential for me to make it through the course of a day, a week, a month, a year. And so I want to just open up our program with prayer. Almighty God, we thank you for this program, Straight Talk. We thank you for making it possible and for all the individuals that you work through to make this possible. We just appreciate them and what they did and those who helped in various ways. And as we talk today, we ask that you will share things through us that will be beneficial to the Straight Talk listening family. Thank you for how we can reach around the globe as we talk to various people. So be with us today, and we do want to thank you, and we give you all praise and glory in your name. Amen. Well, there is so much going on today. I don't really know where to begin, but I'm going to dive into it straight. And first of all, I want to talk about the Syrian bombing. As a matter of fact, word is being put out now by the White House that Russia is trying to cover it up. But I need to know what you think, because is President Trump, is he asserting himself too quickly? Is he standing up to Russia in a way where he's going to allow thugs, terrorists, to see that he means what he says and says what he means? Well, I think he explained it very well when he said the thing that really disturbed him was the chemical use of that type of reality in the lives of the innocent. And it was the babies that got to him. And this was a human side of him that we're not used to seeing, because, you know, a lot of us just kind of feel like this man is Teflon steel. He's just diehard on immigration. He's diehard on everything. But we saw his humanity come through. And he made an example. Now, it could have been deeper than that. It could have been. It was a soft target, per se. But it's going to really stir up some things, because, as you know, a strong ally of Syria is Russia. And the Secretary of State is supposedly on his way over there to sit down and to talk with Putin. But I wonder, what is the message that's going to be conveyed? Because this here really says a lot. And I think that this here is just one example of when he says that he's not going to stand by and just tolerate any things, especially any nonsense. But, you know, the thing about it is there are some, if we can say, some crazy people out there who's not afraid to exercise some of their military might, such as North Korea. And we don't know what's going to happen with that. But this is something to really be concerned about, to watch, to see. So it shows the world that he's not playing when it comes to defending and taking a stand against things like that, against the innocent. So that is to be continued to be watched and to see. We don't know what's going to happen, but we'll find out about that. But also, too, on the domestic side, we're getting ready to enter into our Easter weekend. This Friday is Good Friday, and many people will be leaving to go visit their loved ones, relatives across the country. But I want to say something. If you're going to be flying, you better watch out. You better be sure. Now, what do you think about this here? Here is a situation on a United flight, and the plane is literally booked. Every seat is booked. The stewardess, they come on, and they make known the situation that the plane is literally booked. And, they, of course, how they do, if you've ever been in a situation like that, you have the opportunity that you can voluntarily give up your seat, and you'll get a voucher, or you get back in the days, they used to give you room. You could spend a room and get a room and resume your travel the next day. Well, it just so happened people wanted to get to where they were going. That's the reason why the flight was booked. And nobody wanted to give up their seat, which is, I might say, unusual. So in an unprecedented move, the stewardess, what they did was they said, we're going to pick four people that we're going to ask if they can exit the plane. Now, I don't think I agree with that. So that is exactly what one individual did. They picked, start picking out people randomly, and they picked this one guy. He said, I do not want to give up my seat. I have a destination that I have to get to. That's why I'm on the plane, and I refuse to do it. They literally told him that if he don't give up his plane, that they're going to have to call the authorities, which they did. They came on. They coerced this man to give up his seat. He said he wasn't. They literally had to drag this man screaming and hollering off the plane. Now, what do you think about that? You might want to give us some insight about that. It was so uproar that a teacher that had some students on the plane, she literally took her students off the plane after the incident, after this incident. Now, do you think that you should be to just to give up your seat like that? And literally, I mean, this man was dragged down the aisle, screaming and hollering. I don't know. But what do you think? Do you think it was right what they did? Well, evidently, it wasn't right because the CEO of United Airlines, he apologized for the incident. And he said he's going to look into it and to get to the bottom of it. I'm telling you, we take a lot of things for granted. We really do. And you never know. With all of us, there comes a testing time in our life. We're tested on a daily basis concerning many things that confronts us. And what would you do? What would you do? Well, I don't know. Some of us probably would voluntarily, after being repeatedly asked, get up and give a seat. And some of you that's listening to me right now, you would have done just like that man did. That's right. That's what you would have did. That there was something that was, to me, out of mind, out of sight. Well, not only that, but we now have a brand new Supreme Court Justice. Yes, he was confirmed. Was he really confirmed, or was it some shenanigans that went on with what's called a nuclear deal, where the Senate, they allowed Democrats to filibuster, and then they were able to take a majority vote in the Senate with 51, and he was confirmed in there. I tell you, somebody said, well, there's a will, there's a way. You know, we have three important branches of government: the legislative, the judicial, and the executive. And it seems like they're to balance each other. I think the constitutional founders, when they did this, they knew what they were doing, because power is something that can go to an individual's head. You know, we see President Trump and we see his use of power. And so the only thing that, going back to the situation of the bombing in Syria, is that does he really have the executive authority to declare a bombing like that, or should he at least consult with Congress? There's a scripture that says power belongs unto God. Power belongs unto God. And I literally believe that, because if it belonged to man, when we look at some of the diabolical things what man has done, it's just outrageous. It really is. And we need to be aware that man has gotten to be out of control. Well, not only that, but what about what happened in California? You know, there it is again, another school shooting. And one of the young men that was the victim of that, he had a heart transplant. He had heart surgery. And it's just unfortunate when you see things like that happen. But what was it that he did? He literally became a victim. Here he had gotten a new lease of life, a new lease of life, and to be gunned down by a sad, murderous man makes no sense at all to do something like that. It just doesn't. It don't make no sense like that. And then what do you think about Dylan Roof? Well, Dylan Roof said boldly, unashamedly, I knew exactly what I was doing when I went inside that church and gunned down those church parishioners. I knew what I was doing. They seemed like they were such good people. I almost changed my mind. But he carried out that evil, diabolical plot of murder. And now he has gotten 9 consecutive life sentences. Yes. But the death penalty is intact. How do we control all the chaos that's going on in the world? There's so much chaos, you just don't know what to do. Seems like every turn you look up, there's some confusion that's going on. It seems like the world is about a ball of confusion. I want to give you ways that I think that we can work to make this a better world by being peacemakers. You know, we're admonished, blessed are the peacemakers. You can be a peacemaker. You can. You can be a person that's committed and dedicated and consecrated to the principles of peace. Every day we have opportunities to show ray of peace. I'm not saying that we don't have to stand up against the bullies and the terrorists, but I think that if we spend more time practicing peace than evil, we can be in more harmony with one another. We have to seriously think about who is my neighbor, who is my brother, before we react. We react so much to some of the negative things that confront us. And I want to encourage you that we should be people everywhere who's willing to act courageously every day. You know, it's even sad that when individuals drive down the street, they themselves become or are the perpetuators of road rage. They're not exercising peace. And I know you have to, when you drive, you have to drive defensively. You have to look out for the other driver. But why do you have insurance in case of an accident? You can't take none of these materialistic toys with you anyway. So if there's an accident, why are you going to get all bent all out of shape and get all mad and experience road rage? People are shooting each other. People are hollering and fussing and just going the extra mile to find out who it is that exercised some ungodly behavior toward them on the road. So we got to really practice being a person of peace. How about on your job? When you go to your job, do you tell people good morning, good day? Do you make a practice to do your extra? Are you willing to go an extra mile, or are you full of gossip? We can't practice peace like that. You come home from your job, and instead of you thinking about having a productive day, you have mashed the CEO, and everything else. We need to have more peace in the world today. And I think that sometimes we get to the place where we don't understand what peace is all about. But peace is being willing to exercise some patience. And patience, of course, it comes through tribulations. It really does. But it's something that we should not give up on. We should not give up on. I think it's right that the United CEO, he gave an apology. I think he should have did that. I think that's being a peacemaker. I think when you have people out there like Kim Jong, who's putting pressure on Trump and others and trying to assert their leadership, which is going to do nothing but come to head sooner or later. I think a lot of this has to do with what we condition ourselves to. I think we have to be willing to think good before we think bad. You know what was amazing? What I heard this week, one of the CEOs who had defected from Google, he literally became a whistleblower by saying that they are putting in addictive devices in smartphones to try to control you. Now, that is really alarming, because what can we do without them? I mean, we have instant news right on our very fingertips. And without the use of it, it's so designed that we have to constantly look at it while we're driving, while we're in a meeting. I don't think we need to be controlled by that. I think information is powerful. Of course, knowledge is powerful. But I think that knowledge should not be to the extent where it controls our liveliness, our livelihood. And I think we should sometimes just shut the thing off. Shut it off. That's right. What would it do? It would do a lot. It would change your behavior, for one. You might not agree with that, but you can welcome to give me a call at 347-850-1598, and I'll talk to you about that. You need to shut it off. That's right. These things control our lives. I say this because I have some granddaughters, and I tell you, it seems like every time they come over, guess what? They're on the smartphones. And when I gently confront them, honey, could you please spend some time with me, your pawpaw, instead of on your smartphone? It invokes anger from them. Pawpaw, come on. I'm in the midst of something. I'm telling you, that executive, when he came and he exposed this here, he was on 60 Minutes. Yes. They're putting chips inside of this thing that it gets inside of your brain and it's doing something to you mentally to the extent you can't put it down. I'll tell you more than just put it down. Shut it off. Well, we need a little humor, but I'm serious about it. Shut it off. I'm all for technology. I appreciate technology. Listen, we have a wonderful technician here, and our engineer is great. She does a wonderful job, and from time to time she chimes in. But I tell you, these devices are just a means. They're not an end to the means. We should not be dependent on them. And I think that, excuse me, getting a little excited here. I think that we're getting so riled up to the extent with all these things that are going on that it's hard for us to stay calm. It's hard for us to stay in an attitude of peace. That's right. And this is why we're so quick to react. Every reaction has an action. Don't think for 1 minute that those bombs that went over there in Syria, 68 or 69 Tomahawk missiles, one right after another. I'm not saying it wasn't right, but I know one thing was wrong: to spray chemicals on innocent people. Yes, it's not right. And there has to be a response. But let there be a global response. It should not just be where the United States, we have to be the global police. Who makes us the global police? What gives us the right to police the world? There's some issues that we have to deal with here in our own country. And if we develop a coalition of unified allies working together, then let us strike together instead of taking a solo approach. We need to think about that. We really do. Well, I'm telling you, I'm concerned about it. And I'm concerned about it because too many times we react in a way that's not right, cover up a lot of things. Well, there's another person in the news I can't help but saying something about in the current events, and that's Bill O'Reilly. I'm going to say this. Bill O'Reilly's got some issues. He does. He's got some issues. And you can't cover up those issues either because he's getting ready to face a potential legal train, and it's going to wreck right into Fox and him as the chief commentator. That's right. You cannot select sexually harass women to the extent you try to cover it up with $13 million payout. It ain't going to work. Every time you look at a woman, don't mean that you have to try to conduct yourself in an inappropriate manner. Yes, women are beautiful. Yes. All of God's creation is beautiful, but you have to conduct yourself as a man and know the right way to conduct yourself around a woman. If you're, and as a matter of fact, I think this is the reason why Megyn Kelly left that particular news station. because of sexual harassment. And just because you got money don't mean you can hide. You can't hide. You can't get by. No, I don't care who you are. Even if you are Bill Cosby, you just can't do it. Sooner or later, you're going to have to pay. And I want to say this to you, Mr. Riley. You said a lot of things that has just demeaned persons. You don't even believe in white privilege. Well, if you don't believe in white privilege, why are you trying to exercise your privilege in terms of sexual harassment by paying off these women? That's right. So you need to think about that. Well, this is why we're called Straight Talk. We're going to tell it like it is. And we want to be well open to constructive criticism because it is what it is. Now, there's another thing that we need to be aware of is President Trump's press secretary. I don't know where he's getting his information from, but he needs to do his research. He literally, in a press conference today, he said that Hitler didn't use gases. Well, what do you think the Holocaust was all about? What do you think happened to the 12 million Jews that were put in the gas chambers? Come on. Come on, man. Get your facts together before you make statements like that. What Assad Assad did was wrong. It wasn't right. But there's always going to be evil men and villains who surface. But you, excuse me, your responsibility is to accurately report the news. And so perhaps when you had an opportunity to correct it, you didn't correct it. You just put yourself deeper in the hole. So you need to deal with that. You really do. Because things like that can be offensive, especially to the Jewish community who have an international slogan, never again. And it should never be again. It never should. The atrocities that happen is just uncalled for. And we cannot accept that. So what can we do? We go back again to my original statement. We can be peacemakers. We can practice peace. We can be people of peace. When you speak to somebody, don't be afraid to speak words that make a difference. You know, there's some old-fashioned values that make a difference. And I think that one of the things is when we get away from some of the good old-fashioned values, we start implementing things that really don't make sense. What's wrong with being thankful? What's wrong with living simply and being kind, making an effort to do your best, or use please and thank you, and to cherish families and friends? We should never give up to promote peace and believe in ourselves. But not believing in ourselves to the extent where we put everybody up under us. Because if we really sincerely listen with our heart, we will always be in a position to help others. That's what it's all about. And don't fail to laugh often and love lots. I think that's so important. I think that's very important. I know that in a chaotic world, we're going to continue to have lots and lots of difficult situations, but we should never give up, never give up. Because in the midst of all the wildfires that spring up around the globe, they can be put out. Love can put out anything. It can make a difference. If we simply just take the position of peace, the warmongers and the chiefs of terrorism, I know they want to see a future where the use of chemical weapons is in order. But we want to be able to take a stand against all forms of violence. Because all forms of violence, many times, it comes in different forms and fashion. And what we say and what we do are two different things. It really is. It makes a difference. And so once we exercise righteousness, in other words, we have a desire to do what's right, it makes a difference. It really does. There's things that confront us on a daily basis where we get upset. But too many people are getting upset and taking their vengeance out and their hatred out on other people. There's a saying, hurting people hurt people. Firstly, why would you go shoot up some innocent school kid? We have a free society. I know when I go to the store to go get some milk, some bread, I'm not looking for somebody to come in there with an M14 and start spraying everybody. I'm not looking for anything like that. But I'm telling you, I'm going to encourage you. Before you go out of your house in the morning, you need to pray. You need to pray. Because you don't know what in the world you're going to encounter when you go through the course of a day. The scripture says, Satan, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. The devil, Satan, he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And when you look at a lot of the diabolical things that are going on in the day, it's nothing but evil. It's nothing but the devil. That's right. And so we should strive to have harmony in our society. Let all things be done decently in order. Strive to be a peacemaker. Strive to be a person who wants to be a promoter of doing what's right, building up one another. That's what it's all about. It makes a difference. It really does. So, if you're really concerned about doing right, then live right. If you live right, you do right. If you do right, you live right. But if you're committed to doing that which is harmful and hateful, you're going to always run into catastrophes. That's just the way it is. Evil begets evil. So I want to challenge you. I do. I want to challenge you to this remainder of this week. I want you to see how many people you can let them know that you care about them. Let them know that you're a peacemaker and you want them to join you in your efforts to spread peace in your neighborhood, on your place of employment, in your community, wherever you go. I want to spread peace. I want to be a peacemaker. It'll make a difference, a big difference. We need more of that. This is something that we can't do without. And if we have more people that's willing to do that, it'll make a difference. Somebody said there's certain kind of people in this world, those who just sit back and watch everything, and those who don't know what's going on at all. And then there's those who are willing to step up to make a difference. Are you willing to be one of those who's willing to step up and step out and make a difference? Are you going to always just talk about it but don't do nothing about it? You have gifts. You have talents. Do what you can do to make a difference in society. You can be a help and a support to somebody, and that's what it's all about. That's what we need. We need that. And we need your commitment and your dedication. And I want to thank you for being a listener to Straight Talk. Because that's what you're going to get on Straight Talk. And we want to take the current events and we want to break it down in a way where you can have insight and understanding about what's going on. It's so important. It's so important about what's going on today. And you don't have to just be a person that's living in the darkness, don't know what's going on. You don't have to be a person that, they say, who has that Columbus mentality. When he left out going to the New World, he didn't know where he was going. When he got there, he didn't know where he was at. And when he left, he didn't know where he had been. You can be somebody that know where you're going. You can know where you're at. And you can know that at the conclusion of each and every day, it's been good for you because you have strived to make a difference in life. That's what we need. We need people like that. Acts 10:38 says how God anointed Christ of Nazareth, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil. And people are oppressed today in significant ways. And we need, and I keep saying it time after time again, we need peacemakers who are willing to stand for what is right. It's called justice, because there's a lot of injustice in today's society. It is injustice. I was part of a big rally this Sunday, and it was a rally for poultry workers who works at one of the largest poultry industry in the nation, right here in this valley here, Shenandoah Valley. The poultry industry is a $15 billion industry. But you know, some of the workers there are victims. They're victims. They're not compensated for the injury. The production line is at a high rate that they can't keep up with production and get hurt. And all they're asking is to have their own union so that they can get respect as poultry workers. That's exercising peace. That's important. That's important. And I had the privilege to be the MC of that rally. I tell you, they identify with the sanitation workers that was in Memphis, Tennessee, when on April the 4th, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated by a bullet seeking to help settle that strike. Those workers, they carried a sign around their neck that said, "I am a man," and they took a stand. And the poultry workers in this region here, they resonate with that cause, and they're crying out for justice. They're crying out for peace so that they, too, can be recognized, just like those sanitation workers were recognized. We all can do something on a daily basis if we just strive to make a difference and strive to be open, have a caring concern and an open attitude for change. And when we do like that, change does come. Change does come. And change is something that is very important. It's very important. We're now in the fourth month of the year 2017. And yes, before we know it, this year will soon come to an end. But let this be your motivation that this year is going to be my year of victory, my year of making my mark of distinction, to draw my line of peace in the sand so that I can be a promoter of healing and not hurt. I don't want to go around hurting people. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. Well, we've said a lot. We've talked about a lot. And I want you to know we care about you. We care about you enough to the extent that, you know, I did something that I normally don't do. I prayed when I opened up the program, and I'm going to pray for you because I just feel that there's somebody that's listening. You may be kind of hurting. You may be confused. You may need a motivational prayer, and that's what I'm going to do for you right now. Father, I pray for the listeners. I praise you for this program today concerning peace versus hate. Help us to make a difference in society. Help us to know you care about us and care for one another. Touch that person that's hurting. Help them know that everything's going to be all right. Give us the joy to be peacemakers and not hate makers. We ask this and we pray this in your name. We thank you. Well, thank you for listening to Straight Talk with Stan Macklin. And I want you to know that you may be facing many different things as you go through the course of the day, but it's not the outlook, but it's the uplook that's going to make a difference in your life. So stay strong and remember that everything is going to be all right.